now.
Will. Welcome to Cirque du Psyche. I have to be careful every time because I still want to say Cirque du Soleil.
Oh my gosh.
But we are Cirque du Psyche. Welcome to the podcast. This happens to be episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
We made it to double digits.
Yay.
It's exciting.
We did it.
I'm your host, Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farm. And across from me, as always, mostly so far, 99% of the time,
yeah,
is Monica, the indubitable space fox.
Hi.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Giggle, giggle.
What's up?
Not much.
What's new? What's the happy haps?
The happy hips. Well, we're about to go into a cold night tonight.
Cold.
Very cold.
I had to bring the zonkey in.
Yeah. Me.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. Low 20s in the morning.
Yeah.
With a wind.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, so me and Doug tried to put his turnout blanket on, and he kicked me and stepped on me and stepped on Doug. So
gosh.
Had to bring him in.
Yeah.
But he's doing good. He's not even yelling.
Oh, yeah. He's quiet down there.
Or trying to jump over the stall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of him. Proud of you, Zeus.
He walked really well, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. He just took his time and no kicking.
Had a little doctor's appointment today.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little Zeus scare this morning.
Yeah.
He apparently was choking a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the vet came out, checked him out, said he was good to go.
Yeah.
So.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, like I was saying, you know, I grew up with horses, and every time they got colic, mm-hmm. it was always cold outside.
Mm.
And for the first time ever, the vet explained why. I'm like, how did none of the vets we have growing up ever explain that to us? Why?
Yeah.
Because they're not awesome. Like our vet.
Yeah,
he really is. He's awesome. So.
Yeah.
It's a Charleston Equine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been amazing. They castrated my donkey last year, Eeyore.
Yeah.
Castrated him. Did an amazing job. And he explains things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he tells you what's going on. He doesn't just come out here and do whatever. He was here for about 10 minutes.
Just now, yeah.
Just like, yeah, today, checking on Zeus and. Yeah, but he took the time. He listened to his lungs. His worry was that he might have aspirated food into his lungs. So he listened to him, said it was clear, explained why it happened, how to avoid it.
Yeah.
Did a really good job. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. Impressed with him.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Justin Miller from Charleston Equine.
Is that Equine Clinic? Is that what it's called?
Probably. I just always write it down as Charleston Equine, but yeah,
yeah.
Charleston Equine Clinic. But you're actually in Somerville, not Charleston.
Of course not.
Which means they're closer to us.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
Think you'll listen to this?
No. He don't got time for that.
He's just a zonky. Zonkies don't listen to podcasts that we know of.
Nope.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
Down a Zeus rabbit hole there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what else? You got any news? You never have anything. I'm waiting on one day you're going to be like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, ooh,
wow.
Ooh.
Here it is.
So I went to the Costco.
Went to the Costco.
I went to that Costco down there in Pooler, Georgia. And it was a madhouse. It wasn't bad until like checkout. And I don't know. Apparently I don't like big crowds like that. Because I just completely panicked and we checked out and we went to go get the pizza and I got ice cream because I needed something to cool me off. I was hot. And so I went and got ice cream and, so Lanessa was like, why don't you just go take your buggy out to the car and I'll bring the ice cream out to you and start unloading. And she had to go back in to get the pizza because it was like 20-minute wait for that pizza. And yeah, I had to go outside and get out. It was just too many people. Like, they're literally up against you, like, bumping into you, trying to get through. And it was,
So, you just pulled a me because I have no clue where that came from. Like, how was that news? Like, you're just saying it was Costco is a madhouse.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I don't.
Is that the first time you've ever been to Costco? I've never been to one.
I've been to a Sam's, but I feel like Costco is bigger and
it's like the kind you like see on movies and stuff.
Yeah, they had everything.
You film an entire movie in a Costco and never see the same thing twice.
Yeah. I mean, they got clothes. They've got dishwashers. Not dishwashers.
They sell guns?
Maybe.
And ammo?
No.
No?
Oh. No. Like refrigerators, mattresses. Ooh, they had king-size mattresses were way cheaper than... They had the purple mattress and everything.
Purple mattresses are amazing for like the first 2 years, and then they completely, absolutely, 100% suck.
Yeah. But they were way cheaper at Costco.
Still.
They had the Casper mattress.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how that. Can you lay on them?
No,
they're not displayed.
They're all
rolled up like
tightened.
They come.
Yeah. Huh. So that's my news. That's what I did this week. But we got stocked up on groceries, which was needed.
Groceries.
I seriously haven't been to the grocery store in like 2 months.
Good. That's good. I mean, that's kind of our goal.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, really, you just need bulk items. Flour, sugar. I think that we should grow sugar cane and make our own sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. You just need a cane press. You know, oh boy, down in Alabama or whatever. Danny King from Deep South Homestead.
Yeah.
He has a video of him making like sugar from sugar cane. Mm-hmm. This is like it's a manual press, kind of chews the cane up and I don't know how you extract it. I guess you dry it or something. I don't know.
I have no
idea.
But
I'm sure it can't be that hard.
Yeah.
I think we should start making our own sugar. Well, I guess we got to start with growing cane first. But
yeah.
We had at our shooting range growing up.
Oh, yeah. You told me
that. The sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, Gerald or Gerard? I think it was Gerald. He's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was like old when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But he would get so mad at us for cutting that cane. But man, we would always sneak it because it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Peel the bark off and like chew on it. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I got some from the farmer's market. Gave it to the boys, and they're like, this is gross. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That was like the sweetest thing when I was a kid. Now I got this artificial sugar that the kids are used to, and real sugar is not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still think it's amazeballs.
Yeah.
Which is a cool way of saying amazing.
So back to the grocery thing. So we are running really low on meats.
Oh, yeah.
And so
we got the got them coming, though.
Yeah, but we do have a meat hookup.
Yes.
If anybody's interested.
We need like a small, it was like just a small business intro, like some music.
Oh.
Something. Like, oh, small business promotion time.
Yeah.
That's what we need, some cues to keep me on track. What you got over there? You got any kind of a...
Let me see.
Oh, small business promotion time. There Ta-da! It is. There's my cue.
That was pretty cool.
So this week's small business promotion goes out to... Oh, you missed it. You're perfect. A friend of ours, I guess I'm going to do it.
Okay, I'll
do it. Missed your chance over there.
You do it.
It's a good friend of ours, Alicia Lee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun name to say, too. Alicia Lee.
Alicia Lee.
And her husband's name is Roy.
Roy Lee.
Roy Lee. Roy Lee and Alicia Lee.
Yeah.
Also fun to say. So she raises pigs. That's where we get our feeder pigs from.
Mm-hmm.
Very good pigs and cool people. And they was about a year ago now?
No.
A little bit longer than that. A couple years now.
Yeah.
They opened a little farm store right there front of their farm.
Yeah.
So they sell their pork. They got chickens. They get grass-fed beef from a friend of theirs. They sell that through there.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of stuff.
Eggs.
Eggs.
They've got...
They started selling milk.
Yeah.
Like that. Real milk. I want to get some of that. I'm
yogurt.
Excited. Yogurts.
They got jams, jellies, cowboy candy.
Cowboy candy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
She also sells my Comfrey Salve in there.
Yeah, Comfrey Salve. And she also makes magnesium body butter. She does.
No, not magnesium. It's tallow butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
And you can get the weird things that people like me like liver,
tongues,
oxtail.
Yeah.
Stuff you will never find in a grocery store, and if you do, it's junk.
Oh, that oxtail we cooked
was
so good.
Oh, my gosh, it was so good. I got the recipe from an actual Jamaican guy.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check her out. It's
Lee Poultry Lee Poultry and Hog Farm.
That's
in
right.
Ridgeville, Bam. South Carolina.
Bam. Not Ridgeville. Cottageville.
It's technically Ridgeville, I thought.
No.
Cottageville?
It's Cottageville. It's past the river. It's bad. On this side of the river. It's Cottageville.
Yeah.
It's off of Sydney's Highway. You go on down Sydney's Highway and you bang a Lily next to the dog sitting by the road. And you go on.
My gosh. I'm like, how long are you going to take this?
You're like southern. You go to like an old corner store back in the day and it's how they get directions.
Over yonder.
You go on down the road about three bird clicks. About three bird flaps across the river there. You take a left next to the cow standing by the fence post. He's always there. Like, hey, look, it's the cow. He's right. He was right.
Yeah.
It's like you go on down about five more bird flaps. There's an old man sitting on the porch. He'll give you a big old wave. And if you don't, it's the wrong old man. You done went too far. Hook it on around till you see old Leroy waving at you from the porch.
Gosh.
And it's like the most accurate. Like once you get through it, it's the most accurate. Mm-hmm. You get all the landmarks, all the distances. I'm not sure exactly how much a bird flap is, but you're going to figure it out real quick. Yeah. Let me take a sip of my coffee.
Coffee time. How many cups of coffee have you had today?
Three.
And a half?
Here. No, that's about three because the other one was a half plus the one at the house.
So four.
Four.
Four cups of coffee. Yeah. It's been a very cold, dreary, yucky of a day.
Your parents came out, so we just kind of hung out.
Yeah.
On a farm tour with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Had lunch.
It's a swampy mess out here.
It's so gross outside.
Yeah, so we just kind of had lunch, hung out,
mm-hmm.
did the old visitations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doug still got some stuff done. Sharpen my knives.
Yeah.
Knives sharpening because we're going to go butcher some pigs this weekend.
Yep.
Had to get all the knives sharpened up.
Yep.
Some stuff. We did some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got some stuff done. Not some much, stuff. But.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes days are like that.
Uh-huh.
Especially in this weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the cold for me. It's the cold and wet. Like, you go out there trying to do something, and you got to kneel down in the mud, and it's run down your leg, gets in your socks. It's just nasty. Try not to do anything unless you got to, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of regenerative farming.
Mm-hmm.
The farm really kind of takes care of itself, you know, for a day or two.
Yeah.
Can't just walk away from it for a week and go on vacation, but, you know, if you got a day like this, it's not a loss.
Yeah.
You know, because even animals won't be around in this stuff. Even animals don't move around that much.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the goats. They were all just kind of standing in a huddle, chilling. Donkeys were like in a huddle.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out.
Yep.
You know? Until Zeus decided to try to choke to death.
Yeah.
So,
that threw a monkey in their plans this morning.
A monkey in
the plans?
It threw a monkey in the gears. That's disgusting. But that would smell so gross.
What is it, a wrench in the gears?
A wrench in the gears. Who throws a monkey in the gears?
We would, because we don't like monkeys.
I don't dislike them so much, I'm going to throw them into a gear.
No. It
depends on the monkey,
I
guess.
That'd be kind of gross, I guess.
Like a monkey. Oh, speaking of monkeys, did I show you the baboon video? Peter Milan in South Africa?
Did.
Dude, that is scary.
Mm.
Apparently, South Africa has a baboon epidemic. We're like breaking into people's houses and hurting people and stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah, guess what you can't easily access in South Africa?
Guns.
That would solve the issue real fast. Start shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd throw one of those on a gear, I guess.
Mm.
If I had to choose a monkey.
That's a big, big thing, monkey.
They are big, but their teeth are like even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Monkeys. I don't like them.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I have nothing.
Wow. My permaculture course is going good.
Yeah.
Jeff Lawton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be 52 weeks. I'm already like halfway done. Been like 2 weeks.
Gosh.
I like learning. But I also don't have to do the journaling.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So it helps. But.
Well, you could.
I could, but I'm not gonna.
You can't make me.
I do enough of that on my, you know, I got enough stuff. I got notebooks everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You've been taking notes, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a note taker.
Yeah.
Love taking notes. So, yeah, mm-hmm. kind of doing it, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because you do this and you're like, yeah, I've been in the woods my whole life, farming, all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. But you think you know everything. Well, I don't think I know everything, but you think you got a good handle on things.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the last couple of weeks, looking at this place, entirely different.
Yeah.
Like, look at the forest, and it's the things you see you never noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
The ground, the tree, you know, it's amazing what yeah. that man can teach you. It's yep. awesome. And it's stuff that we, if you're a landscaper or landscape architect, which I think is an oxymoron, if you work outside, you do anything with nature, plants or anything, farmer, gardener, whatever, you should have a permaculture degree.
Yeah.
Whether it's just for the knowledge or you get the actual certificate.
Yep.
Because it's really helpful. It makes you see things in such a way, I don't know, better way. It's just better.
Mm-hmm.
It's better.
Way
yeah.
better.
Yeah. And I wish I had taken it years ago.
Because
you were originally going to be like the permaculture person, yeah. and I was just going to be like the animal guy. But we're kind of crossing. I think it should be that way.
Yeah.
We should both know everything because animals really are easy.
Mm-hmm.
Once you establish your animal systems and they're going, all you do is make sure they're healthy.
Yeah.
And you know, and they do their thing.
Yep.
They do what animals do. And then you have all this free time to go do permaculture things, which animals work into your permaculture system. So mm-hmm. it all works together.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's cool. Everything works together.
That's what permaculture is. It's one big, giant, closed-loop system.
Mm-hmm.
All your systems help the other systems to systemate systematically.
Oh, my gosh. That's too many systems in there.
Write that down. It's the new definition of permaculture.
Yeah.
Totally. So I came up with a new... I'm saying I came up with it because I've never heard anybody else say it. Before I came up with a new term.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about it, but I'm also not happy about it.
Yeah.
Because of what it means. So we know people, some are friends, some are people we know of, seen, whatever, heard. So with Trump being reelected, people are jumping back in. We always say, you know, when you wake up to the truth of things, the chemtrails, the health issues, and, you know, the supply chain issues are so fragile, right?
Yeah.
We say people are out of the matrix. I'm sure a lot of people's heard that. We didn't, you know, that's people say that a lot.
Yeah.
But what we've seen is that with Trump being reelected, people are going, I mean, they're diving headfirst back into the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Trump is going to save us. No, he's not.
Yeah.
And neither is Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. They might be doing a lot better than the last administration, but they're all ding-dongs. Let's yeah. just be honest. And so I got to think about it. We know people, you know, somewhat close to us and some people we know of, people we see, people we've spoken to in the past and stuff. And a lot of them have just gone right back into the matrix. Oh, things are better. It's going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the easy way of living and stop preparing because, you know, end of 4 years, he's not going to be there anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who knows what's going to happen then. And but I think this pertains more to the people who try to live in and out. They got, we're awake. We want to raise our own animals and stuff like that, but we're going to keep 1 foot in the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still going to go to the Disney World and, you know, cruises and whatnot, you know, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're matrix dwellers.
Yep.
Matrix dweller. Don't be a matrix dweller. Because we're starting to see it more and more.
Yeah.
Daggum matrix dwellers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Who came up with that?
You.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
We haven't looked into it.
Yeah, I'm not going to because.
Yeah, as soon as you type it in.
It'll come up because they heard me talking about it.
Yeah. They've already got it. AI. Somebody else is claiming it.
Not somebody. AI stole it.
Yeah. Yep.
Not a fan of AI, unless it's artificial insemination.
Cows.
That's the kind of AI that mostly I think cows. Is useful. Cows. Yeah, mostly cows. What else
yeah. could we?
I think that's the only thing I would AI is a cow.
Yeah.
Everything else is let nature do it.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we do cows? Why wouldn't we let nature do cows, though? Why? You should know the answer to this.
I don't know. We don't have a bull.
Because I don't want a bull.
Okay, I was like, wait.
It's a pain in the butt trying to keep a bull because you got to keep them separate.
Yeah.
We already got the mob, which is the cows and the sheep. And, excuse me. So they got to have their space. The donkey's got to have their space. And then you got to add a bull in there somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rotational nightmare because we're confined to 45 acres at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, we can expand, but we're not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day if I can have like a bull pasture or something
mm-hmm.
like that, keep them somewhere on a plantation. And when it's that time, bring them over, let them see the ladies.
Yep.
Get his lady time and maybe, but I think for now, artificial insemination's just the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. And,
sorry guys.
Dr. Anderson from the school.
Yeah.
Egg teacher. He's going down to Alabama sometime to learn how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to do that and embryo transfers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll have a hookup for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not hard to do. It's gross.
It just sounds
It
weird.
Is because you got to, I'm not going to explain. It's pretty graphic. But it's not just like, it's not as easy as you think it is. Sticking it in there. And Yeah, it's a little more involved and it's not fun. So I would happily pay somebody to do that for me. Anyway.
I didn't need to hear all that.
Yeah. Now just, you kind of talk yourself out. Maybe it would just be easier to get a bull.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like having a big, it's like having a 2,000-pound puppy that starts getting that time of year. He knows it.
He wants to see it. He gets ornery.
And it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
He's frustrated and trying to get him on a trailer, swinging that big old head around. And it just wants to play and be a happy bull.
Yeah.
Imagine when you got stepped on by Eeyore. Imagine a 2,000-pound bull step on your foot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Eeyore was heavy enough. And he was like, he wasn't just like walking. He was
moving.
He was moving, like, and hurt so bad.
Yep.
But I'm okay. Nothing's broken.
Yeah.
Just bruised. Of course, I bruise very easily.
Yes, you do. Wow.
Yeah.
Dragging it on.
Nope.
Dragging it out. Nope. What are we talking about today?
Don't
say it too loud because he might hear.
No, he's staring at us out in the woods right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I bet he is. I bet he watches us. You ever been out in the woods and felt like you're being watched?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No.
You don't spend a lot of time in the woods by yourself.
I mean, I did when I was little.
No, not that kind of woods. I'm talking about like way out. Way out. Where you've walked miles and hours and there's nobody else around. And all of a sudden everything goes quiet in the middle of the day.
I feel like we need some background noise while you talk.
Yeah, that's so scary. Yeah, no, but it's not a cool feeling. It's not fun. Especially if you're out west or something. That usually means like a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Or if you're up in the mountains, like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Something big. Yeah. Anyway.
So what are we talking about today?
But around here, if you're way out, and there's not really a whole bunch of big animals except for gators when you stay in the water.
Yeah.
And if one of them's stalking you way out in the woods, you got a real problem because... Yeah. That's some kind of psychotic mutation. Anyway, but if you're around here, way out in the middle of the woods, and you feel like you're being watched, it's probably Bigfoot.
No.
Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch.
Squatchy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Bigfoot today.
Yes.
I'm going to drop all the facts.
Okay.
Let everybody know the truth, finally, what Bigfoot is.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm following your lead.
Because I don't actually know. But
following your lead, because this is more your...
So do you have any Bigfoot stories that you would like to share?
I mean...
Or Bigfoot facts? Or what do you know of Bigfoot?
I never thought he was real, really, until starting...
So you saw him?
Until I started listening to...
Oh, I thought you saw him.
the
Confessionals.
Confessionals.
Tony Merkel.
But there's also the other podcast. The two guys, they do the music for Billy.
Oh, Firmamental?
No.
No, the Van Tesla guys.
Yeah.
What are they called? It is Firmamental.
No, it's not. Firmamental is the Flat Earthers.
Oh.
That's another topic for another day.
What are they?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah.
But I listened to one of their episodes, or he was on the Confessionals, and they were talking about this, and he had some really good backing stories, some factual things that actually he pulled from the Bible as far as, like, the giants back then and how he kind of tied it in with, what are they called?
Nephilim. See, that to me is, that was also William Bond on the Confessionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so far that was like, dude, that really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, the Bible teaches, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's a ghost. Or ghosts ain't real.
Yeah.
You know why? Because when you die, you go up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing in the Bible says you get to hang around because you got some unfinished business.
Yeah.
Someone ate your last cookie and you're trying to get, you know, reparations or whatever. I don't know. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such things. That stuff is usually demonic forces.
Yeah.
And so that could be what I think it a good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, demonic forces usually, they seem to want them. They want to mess with you. Mm-hmm. They want to get attached to you.
Yeah.
And if the Bigfoot was possibly a demonic force, why is he trying to hide from everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why that makes me think that probably not real, but I have a little theory.
Okay.
A little theory. So to me, I don't know if Bigfoot's real.
Mm-hmm.
I think by this point we would have seen him.
Yeah.
There would be some kind of evidence with all the technology we have, drones, thermal imaging, FLIR, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But being around the world like I've been, right? So just take Fort Lewis, when I was stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. The training area in Fort Lewis is something like 160,000 plus acres.
Jeez.
Is enormous. And when you look at it on a map, it's a speck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tiny area on the map.
Yeah.
But when you're out there, you could literally get lost.
Mm.
And you're probably, if you get separated for a day or two, you're probably going to get killed by a mountain lion.
Gosh.
Yeah, there's tracks everywhere. But you know what other tracks I didn't see? Big feet. Yeah. So the reason I bring that up is it is such an enormous area. And we're still on base.
Yeah.
Right? So if you look at national parks, they're way bigger, millions of acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions of acres where there's probably parts of those places where people haven't gone in years and years and years because it's so far back. Most people like to stay close to trailheads and things like that, you know. And you think about the people who run ultramarathons, 50 to 100 miles. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. It's a little tiny loop near the edge. You know, and you might have that one psycho who likes to get lost out there and, you know, stuff. But it's such a massive, huge area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if, say, there was potentially a Bigfoot living in that area, it would learn how to stay away from people.
Yeah.
It would learn, okay, no one's been in this area for years. That's where I'm going to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they have all these restrictions on where you can fly your drone, how high you can drive, you fly it and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If it's over an area where nobody is?
Yeah.
Because if Bigfoot's real, there's footage of him somewhere.
Yeah.
Military drones. And so I think that the reason all these rules and regulations apply to us and not them is because so they can look at things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't.
Yeah.
So I think it's a possibility. It's something, you know, but like, what is it?
Mm.
You know, so that's where I go back to William's explanation. It could be a spiritual being, you know, a physical manifestation of the Nephilim. The way he put it was so good. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he was on the confessionals with Tony Merkel, like mm-hmm. we said earlier. Yeah, go listen to that. It's probably the best explanation of like what makes sense of what it can be.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's more fun to speculate
mm-hmm.
the possibilities of it than actually believing in it. You know, because I've been in some pretty remote areas and I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Tracks, evidences, you know, anything like that. See a lot of evidence of like bears, mountain lion, other big animals and stuff. I've never seen any evidence of a Bigfoot. But then again, like I said, those animals have learned how to coexist with humans. There are comings and goings in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I went 10 more miles into this wilderness where no one's been for decades?
Yeah.
What are you going to find out there?
Mm.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you went to the Bigfoot Festival last year.
I did.
Did you see any actual big feet?
No.
Oh.
It was cool, but yeah, it was like people dressed up in very corny Bigfoot costumes, and there's like little statues and this big overstuffed Bigfoot that you could take your picture with in a chair and stuff like that.
Maybe there was a real one inside of that.
Dead or alive.
No, he was like dressed up, a Bigfoot dressed up as Bigfoot.
But it was like a
hiding in plain
animal.
Sight, just like the Ninja Turtles that like...
Oh.
What was that? The Ninja Turtles movie where they had like the big parade blended in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bigfoot dressed as Bigfoot. He was there. He was there.
Oh my gosh. What was that book we read?
Oh, Monster.
Oh, that was good.
That was so good. Who wrote that? Frank Peretti?
Frank Peretti.
Man. And it's like Christian.
Yeah.
Based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was crazy. But they, in the book, were like genetic experiments
mutations
that got loose from a lab.
Yeah.
But man, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was, man, I want to read that again now.
We don't have it no more.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to get it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Monster.
So.
Is Bigfoot a monster?
Do you think he's
real? Or is he
real?
Just a gentle giant? It just wants to be left alone.
Yeah. Just a walking on two leg type of bear. Like, obviously.
That's another scary thing, too. It's like, how do we know what he actually looks like?
Yeah.
Based on someone's supposed interactions of this supposed creature.
Mm-hmm.
Does he actually look like that if he's real?
I don't know.
Does he have that much hair?
Well,
or does he get some bald spots?
Somebody on the confessionals was talking and said they were on this ranch out west and they have cloaking abilities where they can...
like kind of like the predator, like big light and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you could see their eyes still glowing and their eyes glow different colors for different meanings and... I'm like, okay, that's a little far stretched. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't get into that, but.
Yeah. Because if you go by people's experiences like that, there would be more and more people coming forward saying mm-hmm. things, or maybe people don't want to sound crazy, whatever. But let's be honest. The people who tell those kinds, you can hear some crazy in their voice.
Yeah.
You really can. It's like, what? Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That one woman saying every night, this blue floating orbs would look into her window, come to find out it was a Bigfoot, and the light shines from within his eyes out,
mm-hmm.
like headlights. It's like, that sounds like a machine.
Yeah.
It don't sound like an organic creature.
I did watch that little video short the other day. Remember I was playing it in the living room?
Nope.
Yeah, because I played it, and I was like, listen to this.
Oh, it's supposed to be the yell.
It was
that sounded like a howl to me or some sort.
I don't know. It still sounded more yippy, but it was a truck driver at a truck stop in the middle of the night, and he was recording, like, facing the woods, and you hear, That's my Bigfoot.
Oh, gosh.
But it didn't sound like a coyote or.
To me, it sounded like a howl.
No.
Like a small wolf. Where was it? Do you know where it was at?
No idea.
Remember?
No.
Yeah. Because most people, when they think of who don't live out in the country and stuff, they get their animal noises from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they think when they hear an eagle flying over, you know, eagles don't sound like that. That's actually a hawk.
Yeah.
And it's all majestic. Eagles actually, they're kind of girly sounding.
Yeah.
A little squeaky. We had two bald eagles chasing each other when it was snowing out here.
Yeah.
I was watching them, and they're up and down over the pond chasing each other and like squeaking, kiki, kiki, squeaking a little girly sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then most people think that all wolves howl like in the movies. They don't.
Yeah. Foxes.
Kinda, yeah, foxes are creepy.
Foxes sound like a woman, woman screaming.
Dying.
Yeah.
They're creepy.
They are.
Coyotes, they start like you'll hear one, and next thing there's like 20 over like a 2 mile range.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's creepy.
We've had coyotes around us. I've heard through that, like inside the house.
And then you heard that weird beeping.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
It was some kind of night bird.
It was, I think it is, but I never, it was like up close to the house and then it was across the road, but it was, what we say it was?
A Wendigo.
A Wendigo trying to lure me out.
Yeah. I think it was some kind of a night bird because it was low to the ground.
Yeah. But it sounded like a beep.
It was, yeah, it was kind of like a beep.
Beep, chirp, beerp.
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 It did not sound like that though. Yeah. It's
like,
so yeah,
seriously, like not quite like a car alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Like the beep and chirping of that.
Yeah. But, it was weird because you heard it.
I heard it.
I went crazy.
But I think it was a night bird of some sort.
Yeah.
Because it was cold outside too.
Yeah.
Which is also weird for something to be chirping and squawking. So maybe it was a Wendigo.
Mm. I wasn't going out there. You could not pay me to go out there.
Yeah.
By myself without a gun.
Creepy.
No.
You have guns?
No.
I don't like guns.
No, we don't.
Guns are bad and clay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so think about if Bigfoot is somehow tied to Nephilim. They're ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what about ancient folklore? Like the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They seem to focus more on like giants. That's been hidden for a long time. More of that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about giants, have interactions with giants up in the mountains. The Wendigo is tied to the Navajo nations. Yeah. Supposedly it's a Navajo-specific entity, if you will, that can only stay on Navajo land.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not supposed to be able to come to our yard in Walterboro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the moon crawler. Bro, ew. Have you heard of that one?
No.
That's a creepy one.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Like, look that one up, the moon crawler. It's worse than the Wendigo. And it's not Navajo specific. It can be in your backyard.
That one just sounds awful. Yeah,
but it's like the exact same creature over generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. But you don't hear much about Bigfoot type creatures.
Yeah.
But if you do, there are accounts of it. They were peaceful and they actually lived next to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like some type of animal.
I don't know.
And if somebody told me, if you go to Southern California and get a tourism guide and go to like the parks in Southern California, they have a list of animals that are like endangered, you don't mess with. And Bigfoot is actually on there.
Yeah.
Like legit, Bigfoot's endangered, don't mess with them if you see them.
Yeah.
Like just ignore them.
Yeah, like it's no big deal.
Like don't take pictures of him, just ignore him and he'll go away.
Yeah, I don't know.
So is that just like a joke?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to go to California, but I would like to have one of those.
There's also a lot of stories that come out of Tennessee, Kentucky area.
Yeah, like sites, like certain regional specific areas.
Happen to be close to where Tony Merkel lives.
Yeah, the Northwest, where I was in Washington, is a big area, supposedly. Yeah.
So.
But it's like, Tennessee and that area, the Appalachians, is highly wooded.
Yes.
Acres and hundreds and thousands of acres of woods.
Mm-hmm.
Northwest, same way.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prime Bigfoot areas, mayhaps.
Yeah.
Or prime BS areas.
You want to go on a Bigfoot
hunt? I really don't, because I think it's going to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, so Tony Merkel, I think I told you about this. I listened to one recently. Where he's been going out on expeditions,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that he's been associated with who actually do this like for a living, they go out and try to prove the existence of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
A dog man is also a big one coming about in the area, Kentucky, Tennessee area. And he says he's pro killing a Bigfoot to prove its existence. You kill one, have the body.
Yeah.
Right. And he's had people on there who supposedly have killed him. But when you go to recover the body, it's gone.
Yeah.
Just like he's gone. Like, come on, man.
You know, I think the government wants to keep
the government him or like wraps. Other Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's like a crow. You ever seen a dead crow on the road?
No.
You know why?
Because they're
owned. They clean their bodies up.
Yeah.
And so this is, I'm going to get off topic, but this is fascinating. So crows, you might see one, but it's freshly killed.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's all by itself for some reason and there's no other crows around. But if there's like a murder of crows, which a murder of crows is a group of crows,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you only have two crows, it's an attempted murder. So if they're flying together, one of them gets killed, hit by a car, whatever, right? The other ones will take it to an undisclosed location and actually have a funeral.
Jeez.
And then what they do is like somehow in their crow hierarchy, they'll have a meeting and discuss why he was stupid and why we're not going to do it and be weak to the rest of the world.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, if crows are that intelligent and Bigfoot supposedly a sentient, intelligent being, I mean, I think he's going to be pretty good at hiding from things. Now, what was I talking about?
I don't remember. Tony Merkel?
Oh, so taking him down. He's pro-killing one.
Oh, yeah.
I think if Bigfoot is real, that he doesn't, and he's been this good at hiding this long, I don't think he's going to hurt anybody unless he has to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He, she, it, whatever it is. More than one, if it's just one, whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's intelligent enough to avoid you that if you do come in contact with him, it's kind of like if you respect his space, don't show any aggression, let him go away.
Yeah.
Because if it is just an animal, you know, let him be, dude. Let him do what he do.
Try to come after me though.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna get
capped.
So white.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
What'd you do today? I capped a Bigfoot. Where's his body? Oh, he was gone when I went back to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh man.
But yeah, there's a lot of crazy stories out there. But there's some that are kind of they make you think. And I think Williams is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's never saw one. He's never seen one. But the way he theorizes about it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many animals that are usually pretty good at hiding and stuff that we've seen people come across? A lot.
Yeah.
Like panthers. We're starting to see panthers back in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back when they started migrating back to this area, people thought you were absolutely insane when you said you saw a panther run out in front of you in the headlights until we started seeing big cat tracks on the farm and stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, more and more people started seeing them. That's a hard animal to see. But people saw them.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And to me, if Bigfoot was real, I think at this point, that someone would have some pretty solid evidence of it. And I'm not seeing that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it doesn't exist. But it's fun to think he does.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. I don't think he actually does, but I think it's fun to think that maybe he might.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a soft no. Like there's still like, if somebody has evidence, okay, cool. I was wrong. That's cool. Mm-hmm. It's real. But for now, I'm going to be like, in 43 years, I've been to a lot of remote places, been to a lot of woods by myself, you know, everything, night vision, thermals, all that stuff, and up in aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one. Never seen evidence of one.
I've seen evidence.
What kind of evidence have you seen?
It was at the Bigfoot Festival.
Get out of here. That stuff can be fake so easily.
They're actually YouTubers, which their channel
was. Of course they were.
Awful. Their channel was very, very... Anyway, so they had a little booth, and they had a cast of a Bigfoot foot, and it was big, but...
Big?
Bigfoot?
Makes so much sense now.
Yeah. So that's where the boys got their little necklaces from, Bigfoot. Yeah.
I have I have currently, I have two Bigfoot air fresheners hanging from the mirror of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Bigfoot hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the idea is cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
You know how many times our hats have started conversations?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, is that a Yeti on your hat? No, it's a Bigfoot. But yeah, he's cool.
That's another thing, too. The Yeti is supposed to be like an Arctic Bigfoot, mm-hmm. cold weather Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one will be harder to prove. Way up in the mountains where not a lot of people go. And to me, it's like if I lived in like the Himalayas,
mm-hmm.
very remote, very hard, and you got the, what are the guides called on Mount Everest that you hire?
I don't know what they're called.
I can't remember. There's a name for them.
Oh.
Like the people, they can just scale the mountain like it's nothing. They're the ones that like guide you up Mount Everest and stuff. Huh. Someone like that who can be out there and survive in this, like they got to know about the existence of things. And I got to believe that they're going to coexist with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a guide, you're going to keep people away from that area.
Yeah.
So I think in that aspect, that would be harder to prove the existence of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a secret passed down.
Mm-hmm.
But with all of our technology and interconnectivity with the internets and all that, and people being more and more greedy nowadays, someone's going to sell it out.
Yeah.
So that makes me believe that even if it was, someone's going to use that as a way to make money
mm-hmm.
and get notoriety and fame and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm still going to go with the old soft no. But it's still fun to think that he could exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your ultimate verdict over there?
Mm-hmm. I say a soft no also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, what is it they call ultimate hide and seek champion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I think with thermals, even like cheap thermals, like thermals get more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
Easier and easier to get a hold of. My little handheld thermal that I have here at the farm, I stayed the night with Howard when he was mm-hmm. sick. And I'd walk out to the car. I didn't want to go walk up to him because he tried to get up and see me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was finally asleep. He was like a big, giant, fat baby. He was sleeping peacefully. You know, and that's when he had that weird cough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed the night, made sure he was going to make it because he's my homie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my little handheld thermal. And I'd peek around the barn. And he was about 100 yards away from that point.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And so I'd look at him through the thermals. Make sure he was still in the bed, wasn't up, because if he was up, I'd go see, you know, check on him. And then behind him is the silvo pasture where the pigs are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pigs were further off in the woods to where I couldn't see the pigs.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't come up close enough, but the deer were, because the deer come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But my thermals weren't good enough to see definition that far away. I could see blobs. I could tell it was deer by the way they were moving. But, so that's a cheap one.
Yeah.
But you could look hundreds of yards into the woods and see a heat signature.
Yeah.
All right. So even if it's not very detailed, something 7 or 8 foot tall, you're going to tell it's 7 or 8 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see it from a long ways away. And that's cheap thermals.
Yeah.
Now, if you got the $5,000 Polestars that I borrowed that night when I was hunting a bobcat, you can see like hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 100 yards away, you can see hair. Ooh. Like when I was looking around the farm, I was looking at the donkeys. I mean, you can like see them blinking stuff. That's how good they are. And you can go buy those off the shelf or order them if you got the money.
Yeah.
They're like $5,000.
Good night.
These things are so good that, you know, I could sit on a mountaintop, look down a valley. Somebody has got to have seen at this point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he's out there, cool. If not, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, what does it really matter?
Mm.
Does it affect the way I live?
No.
Only if you're scared to go in the woods because he might be out there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Who was it? One of the boys claimed they saw a Bigfoot swimming in the river
out
there.
That was Everett. No, that was Austin. Because Austin used to go hang out by the river.
Austin was afraid to go back out there because he saw Bigfoot popping out of the water.
Yeah. You know what I think it was, though?
What?
It was some of that... What is that? Kind of like the lily pads that break off.
Yeah.
And it looks like hair.
Mm.
Yeah, and it kind of bobs up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was.
That was funny. I'm sorry, Austin.
Austin's a city boy. Aww. He doesn't. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. He doesn't pick up on the nature, you know, the ebbs and flows of nature and how things work. You know what I mean? He doesn't pick up on that like Everett would. You know what I mean? Everett's country boy.
Yeah.
And he can identify that stuff pretty quick. And let's be honest, Austin probably got spooked and ran off pretty quick. Didn't take a second look.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. How long have we been on here?
Only 50 minutes.
Oh.
We hadn't done our...
That went by pretty quick, actually. Yeah.
We didn't do our garden tip, though, yet.
Oh, what do you got?
So...
Wait a minute. Let's circle back to Bigfoot. So I was a soft no. You're a soft no.
Yes.
Is that all the evidence that we're going to provide? Stories? We got anything else?
I don't know.
Let's wrap Bigfoot up.
Okay. Bigfoot.
What do you mean? You got nothing else?
No.
All right. Well, that's a soft no from us.
Yeah.
But if you have any cool stories and possible evidence, I would actually love to hear it.
Yep.
So.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Shoot it to us.
Yarp.
Anyway. All right. Putting the period on Bigfoot.
Okay. Wrapping Bigfoot into a small little package of nose.
Aw, that sounds so sad.
It does. But if we are presented better.
Yeah, we'll give it a think.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not easily swayed by people.
Yeah.
It's just who I am. There's
so many spooks out there.
Yeah, like I would have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like see one. But at the same time, I'm like, if it's out there living its peaceful life, leave it be.
Yeah.
If it's just an animal or something in creation that we just don't know about, because is he a created being? If he's not spiritual, is he created a created being? Because the Bible did say that, like when God created, he created the fish for Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people assume it was a whale. No, it says the Bible created that fish for that specific moment.
Yeah.
And that he talks about, is it Leviathan? Supposedly this giant sea creature he created.
Mm.
Is that still down there? Has anybody seen that?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. This could be some creation that we're not supposed to know about, that we don't know about. And if he's out there, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Is he hurting you? No. Stop looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if somebody does catch one, it's going to be in pain. You're going to be torturing him.
Mm-hmm.
Be trying to tour around with him. And he's going to escape and hurt somebody. Oh, he's dangerous. I would be too if he pulled me out of my home.
Yeah.
And just put me in a cage.
Yep.
Leave Bigfoot alone.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway. So.
Ooh, I spit on my microphone.
Ew.
I got to laugh until I think it was coffee stuck in my mustache.
Gross.
Okay, we're good. All right, what are you going to say over here? A gardening tip.
I have a gardening tip. So, with it being getting cold tonight, reminded me that I had some plants outside that needed to come in because it's going to be 24 in the morning or lower with the wind.
Would moiter your plants.
Yeah. So don't get too excited about planting.
Get excited about it, but don't forget that you might have to bring them in.
Don't get too excited, though.
Yeah.
You have to bring them in. You got to keep them warm, especially if you're starting seeds right now. Plant starts, Yep. If you do have something like in the ground, get some, frost cover cloth?
Yeah, frost cover.
Stuff. You can cover them up at least to keep the frost off of them. I'm going to have to do that tonight with some stuff at home.
Yeah, don't let this cold snap kill what you got.
Yeah. So, that's my tip.
Yeah.
Got any animal tips?
Well, almost kind of in the same vein, the grass started popping.
Yeah.
And now I was going to finish mowing my pasture so the sun can get past the weeds and wake up the grass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be 25 degrees, 24 degrees in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to get the cows out of the winter pasture.
Yeah.
A little sooner, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
The grass is starting to look so nice around the barn too.
Yeah.
Starting to turn so green.
Yeah, but it's not long enough for the cows to eat it.
For the grass to eat
graze.
The grass.
It's not graze in length.
Yeah.
It takes a while. But so my goal, I keep saying next year, but it's already this year.
This year. Next year's already this year.
Yeah, so this coming winter, I have not seeded my pastures.
Yeah.
They've been doing really well. Mm-hmm. I've been able to rotate the cows on the mob on, well, all the animals, but the ones I focus on is the mob. Mm-hmm. Those are raising them grass-fed. They don't get fed like the donkeys and the goats.
Yeah.
They depend on grass. So and the grass has been good up until hard winter, basically. I put them in the winter pasture, feed them hay. Mm-hmm. And then they usually have forage and browse, which is like, you know, they eat the Spanish moss.
Yeah.
They reach, they eat Spanish moss. Mm-hmm. The sheep are browsers, so they'll find things to nip off. And the cows will eat certain types of trees and stuff, mm-hmm. a little bit. They get down into the... Yeah, what is
Jeez,
that?
That's the
door
wind.
The wind? Oh, jeez.
I thought somebody was running across the barn.
Yeah. But so anyway, there's a ditch canal type thing inside their winter pasture. They'll get down there, and it's a good sign, because once they start getting in there eating that needle grass, mm-hmm. that means everything else is gone.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to pay attention. You mm-hmm. can't just put your cows out and, whatever. You got to go out there and put your eyes on things. Mm-hmm. So when they start getting inside that canal and eating that needle grass, that tells me everything else is probably gone at that point.
Yeah.
And so that happened a lot sooner this year because of the snow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of disappointing, but can't control it.
Nope.
But, yeah, so this year I'm going to overseed what cool season forage is and try to rotate my animals further into the winter until I can nail down that recipe, that formula mm-hmm. timeline. And then I want to be able to rotate my animals year round.
Mm-hmm.
Year round.
Yeah. It'd be cool to have some sea stuff out there growing through the winter.
Yeah, there's a lot I can do. It's just I haven't done that because I want to see what the pastures would do by themselves.
Yeah.
Selves.
They didn't do very well.
This year, no.
No.
Yeah, but we were able to, it grows far enough into the year to where we don't have to feed months and months and months of hay.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 months.
Two, three tops.
Three tops, yeah, depending. So this might be a 3 month year because of the snow.
Yeah. And this cold snap.
Cold snap and everything's just wet.
Yeah. So our last, for our area, our last frost date is mid-March. And we have had freezes mid-April at times. And that's been hard.
Yeah, because you put bees in about that time.
Yeah.
You put brand new bees in and it freezes.
Yeah. You want to have everything planted and things growing by then.
Yeah.
And then you have a hard freeze like that. That sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping... This is probably hopefully one of our last freezes. For
That's
the
why
year.
They say tax day
mm-hmm.
was April 15th.
That is April.
So I hate having to call it that because taxes suck. And that's what we know April 15th at. But you know what else happens on that date?
What's that?
If nature's allowed to be nature and not mess with by the stupidity from the sky and mm-hmm. the fogs and stuff, is that's when the ground bugs are born.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not supposed to cut your grass until after tax day.
Yeah.
Because all those bugs that are underneath the leaf litter and things like that are pupating in the soil. And then they come up, and then usually after April 15th, they've already born and out. And that new generation of helpful bugs are out and about. And that's why you're not supposed to cut your grass till after April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually April 15th is like the delineation point of where it's kind of safe to start planting and things like that. So if you got to wait till that late, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it is nice to have seed started, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a greenhouse helps, hoop house,
yeah,
stuff like that.
It sure does.
Give you a little heads up, hands up, helping hand.
Helping
farm hand. We got some of those helpful farm hands.
Yeah. Hey, Doug. This is for you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He was, if we didn't get this podcast out today, he's going to.
Yeah. So I have an idea.
I think we should. You're going to roll with it.
I'm going to roll with this one. I'm
Good.
Not going
to. I've been trying
one.
So hard not to say, you know, you like, I've been trying so hard. So
you
we can
still
just post
have.
It.
But
it is what it is.
It
how
is.
Because if you come talk to me face to face, you're going to hear it.
Yeah.
And if you ever meet me, I'm going to talk a lot.
And I can't even get a word in. Neither will you.
No. Shut up and listen.
So I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to, as soon as we get done with this, I'm going to grab the computer, hook it up, get it all transcribed, and post it. So it's posted tonight
for
Doug to hear it so he can listen to it on the way to work.
And then we'll listen to it and see how bad or
okay, so y'all can give us some feedback. Let us know how we do. We are trying out a new intro music, which we didn't talk about.
The original,
at the
OG.
Yeah, so I did that. This one I'm going to play for this episode.
That you did. They would have already heard it.
They've already heard it, but we haven't heard it yet. It's my original, and I just thought, I'm like, I sound so stupid.
It's awesome.
So I recorded it.
It's funny.
Redid it to take all of my sounds out. What?
It's not even, no.
It wasn't even that bad, but no. Yeah,
that
anyway.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, they heard it. They would have already heard it.
Well, let us know if you like that one better or if you want to go back without the extra noises I make.
Wow. That sounds weird. You put it that way.
Oh, yeah. So let's, you have anything else to talk about? Say, do?
I don't know. You have wish Bigfoot was real. It'd just be kind of cool to go out there and,
yeah,
I saw Bigfoot today.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool would that be if you go out, you're like, hey, I saw a deer or I saw a bear, mm-hmm. depending on your region or your location, and be like, hey, I saw Bigfoot today.
Yep.
And guess what? We gave each other a little north-south, and we left each other alone.
Mm-hmm.
And what about did Bigfoot things? Well, I did Tanner things.
Yep.
Anyway, that's my final thought on it.
No word of the day?
Still a saw. Ooh, yeah.
You do have a word of the day?
Well, I figured up with one.
I figured your what is it, matrix dweller?
Oh, no.
Helpful tidbit.
No, I want to define a word.
Okay.
That's what I like doing. Okay. I teach people something.
Okay.
Come up with one. You got one? Can you come up with one?
No. No.
Not one word.
No.
In the entire English language, you can't come up with a word.
I'm looking around on paper. There is something that we did look up. So a while back, Tanner was talking about Cirque du Soleil, and he thought Soleil meant soul.
Didn't we already talk about that?
No.
I thought we did. I thought we did come back to that.
Soleil means sun.
Sun.
And did we not talk about this?
I think we did.
I'm sorry.
Possibly, but.
My bad.
If we didn't, now you know.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
We need something better.
You're the word.
I want you to come up with one.
I don't want to come up with one.
If you're going to be my co-host, you need to be good at using words.
You know how I am.
Yes, I do. You got nothing?
No, I don't.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
I'm literally looking around.
Well, how about this? Open the dictionary.
Is this the one?
Just flip to it. Flip to a word.
Gourd. The top word.
No, that's like, everybody knows what gourd is.
Well, that's what came up. This is also.
It's an old dictionary.
Students, so they got some. I don't know.
We're ruining word time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be better prepared for
all
this.
All right, perpetual.
Perpetual, that's easy. But how would you do it? Well, you're looking at a definition.
I already read it.
Perpetual in perpetuity.
What? In perpetuity?
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
All right, let's look at perpetual. That's what we're coming up with. Perpetual. So, I mean, you're already looking at it. See, we can't do it this way. I don't like it. Lasting forever, never ending, in perpetuity.
In
I just said it, just never ending, perpetual. It's never ending, like the way I talk. I'm a perpetual talker.
He's still going. Yeah. So
at least it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. Flowering throughout the growing season is another definition. That's a good one for you.
Yeah. I like that.
How about that? Continually, perpetually.
Perpetually.
Perpetuate.
Lord. I speak good.
Perpetuate.
Yeah.
This episode and never end.
Oh,
it's a perpetual.
No.
It's our first double digit episode.
Yeah.
Let's see how long we can keep it going.
No. At least I'm not editing and have to listen to it again.
Yeah. Yeah. See, then we can go longer. Just get it out there. What else we want to talk about? What about other cryptids?
Oh gosh.
Are we going to talk about, are we going to have cryptid episodes every so often?
I think we could.
Yeah. Like what other ones? We got the Wendigo, I think the Wendigo is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrifying. Like if you hear actual Navajo people talking about it.
Yeah.
And supposedly it's a Navajo shaman or whatever that's pure evil and turns into the Wendigo, whatever. But it's confined supposedly to Navajo lands.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it is that to me, if like out of all the cryptids, if they're real,
mm-hmm.
Bigfoot, the dog man, lizard man, which was in this area when I was a kid, yeah. Lizard man. But that one's kind of creepy too, because of the original story where it started.
Yeah.
But everything after that was completely fabricated. It was made up. People were trying to keep it going and scare people.
Mm-hmm.
But the original story with the girl and her dad
is
absolutely terrifying, because nobody's been able to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wendigo, to me, is absolutely terrifying. If that thing was real and it could be anywhere in whatever outside Navajo lands, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's in the Moon Crawler, which is a lot like the Wendigo, mm-hmm. but it's not confined to Navajo lands. It's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, apparently I need to look into that one.
There's also the Jersey Devil,
mm-hmm.
Mothman.
Chupacabra.
So Chupacabra.
Oh, gosh.
They think they've proven that.
Nuh-uh.
And it was just a mutation.
Of what?
Doug actually told me this one day. And it was a mutation of something.
Aww.
Coyote, maybe. I had to ask him, or something that came up. I don't know. But anyway, but what's the guy from Swamp People? Troy.
Mm-hmm.
He has that Swamp Monsters show.
Oh yeah.
And he went to Texas, I think, and a woman actually has one mounted.
Mm.
And it looks like it kind of looks like a coyote, but mixed with like. I had to ask Doug. I had to circle back to this maybe, but pretty sure he was the one that told me about it. They think they've proven it, and. Like its DNA structure is just like a mutation or amalgamation of two different like dog-like animals that have bred into something new, something. But this woman supposedly has one mounted, and they showed it, and it was pretty creepy.
It
has blue eyes as part of its DNA structure or whatever. And it has these like pads on its back, or on its butt, like haunches, these weird little pad things.
Yeah.
But it looked like an African. The African hunt dog or whatever type, is that what they call it? African dogs? African wild dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looks like.
Huh. Weird.
But they think they've got that one proven possibly, or explanation. But what else is out there? What are cryptids?
I'm trying to think back to the confessionals. All the crazy
there's
things.
There's some people like werewolves and vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was. It's some far-fetched.
Especially the werewolf episode. Far-fetched. I think werewolves are so cool.
Yeah.
Like, if I could choose, like, a power, I think it'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's full moon, I have no choice but turn into this bloodthirsty monster, and the next day I'm like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
But have the ability to turn into a werewolf at will, like, just any part of my body.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome.
That reminds me of Teen Wolf.
Like just driving. Someone ticks you off and you just like werewolf face at them, you know?
Like, ooh. Or your arm.
Yeah, like werewolf arm. Give me a little 3-point with a werewolf arm. Bam!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Or if you like lose your pants, werewolf legs. Everything's covered up with hair. Like, hey, I didn't pack any clothes. I'm going to roll my werewolf pants today.
Hope you don't mind. Yeah.
Right. It's useful if you could control it.
Uh-huh.
And if you just need to be like super big and strong, turn into a werewolf. Like, oh, you're like little Billy stuck under the car. You don't have to have mom powers. Stand back. Werewolf man's here.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I'm picturing it.
Yeah.
Tanner with
and it's like, oh, I ruined werewolf. My clothes. So you have to have like extra clothes everywhere you go. Or you can just wear your werewolf pants. See? I mean, how... It works out every way you can think about it. Oh, I forgot my knife. Here, werewolf finger.
Gosh.
Cut that package open with your little werewolf claw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see in the dark, bam, werewolf eyes.
You won't stop, guys.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it works. It works. Think of the classic creatures, Dracula, werewolf, the wolfman, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of them, the werewolf, I think the wolfman's the coolest.
Mm.
It's kind of the saddest, but, mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Frankenstein's monster. That poor guy. He didn't ask for that. Yeah.
Mm.
They redid Wolfman again.
Mm.
I want to see it.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, but the one with Benicio del Toro that came out when I was in Germany was awesome. It was fantastic.
I don't know if I ever saw that either.
Oh, it did a really good job with it. And then supposedly, I haven't seen a trailer or anything, but I saw like a little tidbit about it or something like that.
Mm.
And it looks like they redid it again, and like even more, because this one took place in like early 1800s, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Somewhere in that time period.
Hmm.
But the new one's supposed to be like modern times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I want to see that. Ugh. It's always creepier when it's in your time period.
Yeah, it is.
You think back like, oh, that's cool and all. And back then, whenever, it's like hundreds of years ago, but then they do it, and it's in your time period. It's creepy because that's what we're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of creepers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather deal with the Wolfman than a lot of people out there right now.
Jeez.
Oh, what's your favorite movie monster?
Monster movie. I don't know.
You ever seen Monster Squad from the 80s?
I feel like
the Wolfman. Did you know the Wolfman has nards?
Oh, my gosh.
You know how they found out? Because they kicked him in him. That's part of the movie.
Oh,
the wolf man like, kick him into nards. Like, the wolf man doesn't have nards. And he kicks him, and he's like, like, the wolf man has nards.
I guess I haven't seen that.
It's a good one. It's kind of a comical.
Yeah.
It's all like, you know, the 80s crew, Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
All those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Mm.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah,
Monster Squad.
I don't know why I haven't seen it, though.
It's awesome.
Course, I feel like something the boys have seen.
Oh, yeah, they've seen it. But, of course, Dracula's and George. Stupid Dracula. He's a punk.
Gosh.
I don't like werewolf vampires.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, like, all sissies, like, artistic and rich, you know. And like,
yeah.
My feelings. They're, like, goth, immortal goth kids.
Mm-hmm.
Emo mm-hmm. kids with money and eternal life. Bleh. So, anyway. What's your favorite movie monster?
I don't know.
Think about a classic. You got Creature from Black Lagoon.
No.
Right? You had Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, Wolfman, things like that.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah. I can't think of anything else, really, but nothing really stands out to me. Like, it's my favorite.
Wolfman. So. I like Wolfman.
Okay.
He's hairy. I'm hairy. Am I Wolfman?
Part Wolfman.
Or my Batman.
You're half and half.
Bat wolf. Wolf bat.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I mean, they're both mammals. That could work.
Yeah.
A werewolf with wings. An echolocation.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
that
cool.
That would be terrifying, but awesome. Mm-hmm. If I was bat wolf. I don't want to face a bat wolf. But if I was a bat wolf, I would use my powers responsibly.
Mm-hmm. You would.
Yeah, I'd be the ultimate nighttime vigilante.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even need a utility belt. Oh, man.
That's just to hold his pants up, right?
No, I wouldn't wear pants because I got my werewolf pants on.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about if I had to wear a utility belt?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that would just get heavy.
Yeah.
It's like wearing body armor for hours. It wears you down.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had just, like, werewolf pants and bat wings and I was light enough to fly...
Mm.
And echolocate? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
You're over it.
I'm over it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We're going to do it. We're going to post it.
Yep.
No editorial process.
Yep.
Right?
Nope. I ain't doing it.
And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is what it is. At least we didn't have any interruptions. The cat wasn't in here to jump on the table.
He wasn't meowing outside the door this time, just now.
My Batman voice wasn't as bad, even though we're pretty heavily chemtrailed the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I am stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple days. Imagine that. 3 days ago, was it Monday or Tuesday?
What?
That was pure blue, beautiful skies.
That was Monday. Monday. Because Tuesday they sprayed.
Yeah.
Wednesday it rained.
Yep.
And it's been cloudy until just now, basically.
Yeah.
Sun's finally coming out.
Yeah, but Monday it felt great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little, be outside, had a good attitude. And I had an attitude Tuesday morning. And yeah. Billy and Michelle talk about that. Like, it affects their mood and their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
The mooditude. And, yeah, I think there's something to that, man, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just what do they call that, seasonal, the sad, wintertime I'm sad. It's just seasonal something disorder.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Remember I told you what interview with Prince.
Oh, yeah, Prince is awake.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, with his deep, sultry voice.
Yeah. He was saying when he was growing up as a kid in the streets.
In the hood. Playing b-ball.
Yeah, he would look up and he'd see spraying in the skies and he didn't know what it was at the time. He'd say next thing he knew, all the guys playing basketball would just start arguing and fighting and had no idea why. And
yeah. Where the crap
he put it together, though.
Yeah, he did. Good for Prince.
Yeah. Something to it.
Think I could beat Prince at basketball? Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and say absolutely not. That dude's good at basketball.
Yeah.
If that stupid show, Dave Chappelle show,
mm-hmm.
where Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was wild back in the day. You ever watched Chappelle show?
Not really.
I don't suggest it, but Charlie Murphy's skits were my favorite because he retold those stories and they acted it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was true.
Yeah.
So he had run-ins with Prince. He had run-ins with who else was it? Rick James.
Yeah.
And they're true stories, but Dave Chappelle like plays Rick James and Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how Prince challenged Charlie Murphy and his boys to a game of basketball. So they're like, yeah, man. So they went home and changed their basketball clothes. And he said Prince shows up in like his high heels and his, you know, just waxed them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just like made fools out of them on the court.
Jeez.
Yeah, because apparently he was like professional level basketball player or something like that. I don't know, but I like Prince. He's cool. I mean, I don't know about his person. His music's cool. You like Prince? What's your favorite Prince song? The same one that everybody says.
I mean, I really don't know a whole lot by him besides Purple Rain and.
Oh, Purple Rain's good. Musicology.
I can't think of how it's go or the other song I'm
when
thinking
doves
of.
Cry.
No.
I bet you're thinking of Musicology. Is that the name of the song?
Don't have to be rich.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm not going to sing it out loud because I can't go up. Well, I can go up that high, but I don't want to.
The best redo of Purple Rain. What is it?
Oh my gosh. Who is that?
And it's like, if someone told me, hey, I heard this today, I'd be like, no, that's that sounds stupid, but oh my gosh. It's Dwight Yoakam.
Oh yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good crossover there, but man, he did a fantastic job of redoing Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Dwight Yoakam fan. He was my favorite when I was a kid. I used to try to get the tight pants like that and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he nailed that. Mm-hmm. Did a good job with that.
Mm.
We need to do a music podcast one day. Talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is this like we're just doing like a meeting now?
What do you mean?
Like future podcastery?
Yeah.
Just having like a little meeting right now?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to listen to it?
No.
All right. What time is it? You got jujitsu in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm starting jujitsu.
Oh, yeah.
That's news.
You didn't talk about that.
Yeah, so we took our younger boys, mm-hmm. Everett and Amer, to jujitsu. Amer didn't like it because it's too structured. He's too much of a free soul, free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like the structure. He likes the movement, but when it's time to like sit and learn, well, he hated it.
Yeah.
And then we thought Everett would not like it. I mean, he loved it.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm like, well, Amer's not going to do it. And it's the same price for two people. no matter the age, like, mm-hmm. I want to get back into jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I did it in Army, a little bit of Krav Maga, things like that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, though.
I can't wait to watch.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to watch from the car.
My body is going to be in so much pain. Get beat up. Beat up by a little 16-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all right, though. Be good for me.
Yeah.
Get thrown around, mm-hmm. beat up a little bit until mm-hmm. I get good and I beat them up. That's how Stefan, the instructor, he did a good job mm-hmm. explaining it. Like, he's like, when you first start, you're going to fail mm-hmm. constantly. And then you're going to go, you're going to get good enough to go 50-50 with the people. And then you're going to get good enough to go, you know, start whipping them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kind of, it's cool. That's how the process works. I'm looking yeah. forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time.
I think you're better than you think you are.
Why? You never see me roll.
I think you don't put a whole lot of, you don't give yourself credit enough.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. At all. Mm. Yeah. So.
I'm also getting a puppy.
mm-hmm.
Can't believe I forgot about that.
Oh, man. This is news things that.
I should, yeah.
That you totally missed earlier.
I did. Yeah. Fail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting a puppy. A little basset hound. Went sorry yesterday. I'm so excited.
We already have a name for her.
Name her Aoife.
Mm-hmm.
It's a traditional Irish name.
Yep.
It's like in the modern, it would be Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Eva.
Aoife.
Aoife. It's spelled A-O-I-F-E.
Yeah.
And the reason I picked that name is like, okay, so I got a little collar with her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, she'll run away, but she's not going to run away because she's going to love me. And we're going to be best buddies. But for some reason, if somebody reads or sees her collar and they try to say her name, they're not going to be able to say it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what is this? Like someone's...
A-I-O-F-A.
Yeah, like someone's password to their Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be an easy name to pronounce if you don't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think traditional Irish names, the girl names are cool. There's not Siobhan. A whole lot of... Yeah, Siobhan. There's not a whole lot of good traditional male Irish names.
Seamus.
Seamus. I mean, that's, eh.
Yeah.
It's overdone.
Yeah.
It's kind of like their version of William.
Mm-hmm.
Seamus.
Yeah, I can't think of any boys' names.
Yeah, that we remember we looked a lot up.
Yeah.
Because that's how we came up with Amer's name. We kind of went down the traditional Irish rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find any good male names we like. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh, Lord of the Rings. They got a brother and sister.
Yeah.
Eowyn and Eomer. So we say if we have a girl, be A1. If we have a boy, Eomer.
Yeah.
And it kind of sounds like Irishy.
Mm-hmm. I was determined he was going to be a girl.
Oh, we both were.
And I seriously threw out Eomer's name. Like, it was out. I couldn't even barely remember it.
Yeah.
Eowyn. It was going to be Eowyn. I don't remember the middle name anymore. But I was so dead set on having a girl. And I'm like, okay, yeah. This is a girl.
A little redhead girl with blue eyes and freckles.
It's curly red hair.
Curly red hair. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like to wear shoes.
But no. Yeah. Amir's cool too.
Yes,
he turned out to be like one of our best babies as okay, a baby no, baby.
One of the best. He was the best.
The best.
Which I wasn't around for ever. Or Austin.
Yeah.
When he was a baby baby.
He wasn't as wild as Everett, like toddler.
He was. He was a little wild, but man, Everett was the worst.
Everett,
oh and he gosh. Knows it.
Yeah, he don't remember it,
no,
but
he
hears all the stories.
Yeah, he was. Oh my gosh, that boy was so bad. He slept like 4 hours a week.
Yeah,
just kicked me out of my own bed for like 6 months when he was a little baby because he wouldn't sleep in his own bed.
Yeah, he would seriously as an infant. You think put him in the car seat, take him for a ride.
Oh my gosh. No. He'd yell.
Scream his head
scream
off.
Scream for hours.
Austin fell asleep.
Yeah, Austin. Yeah. Amer, before you even buckle him up, he's out.
Yeah.
Still.
But no, back to Everett, though. When he was a toddler, he would be in the 5-point buckle,
yeah.
And he would have an arm out. He got out of a t-shirt or long sleeve shirt
yeah.
while still buckled up in the car rider line. I'm like, why?
It's crazy.
He could not stand being in the car. And everybody be like, why don't you come see me with the boys? I'm like, I can't go anywhere.
You come see me.
You can come see us.
You got no babies to strap down.
I can't drive over 15 minutes.
30 seconds.
He was so bad. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Amir just loves to sleep.
Amir, like, he'll ask, I didn't get my afternoon nap, which meant in the car.
Yeah.
Driving to and from the farm. We need to go so I can go get my sleep.
Yeah. It's like, when are we leaving?
I'm so sleepy.
And it's not like, oh, are we going to go do something fun? It's like, no, I need my nap and I can only sleep in the car. He gets that from me.
Yeah.
I mean,
not me.
Yeah. I could, oh man. When I was a baby, I was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom or dad would drive me around, like, around the roads where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get me to go to sleep.
Gosh.
But yeah, even still, if I'm not driving and I'm not talking or reading a book or something, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sleep. I'll just go right to sleep. Same thing in airplanes. Before the plane even takes off, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I was coming back from Iraq? I was on an airplane. And that one stewardess, man, she was so mean. And it was a big plane. It was, you know, like what do they call it? The Atlantic.
International.
Whatever.
I don't know.
It was international, but the big ones that fly over the Atlantic are usually pretty big, you know.
The bus, whatever.
It wasn't quite an Airbus, but it was, anyway.
I don't know.
It was a big plane. It was the one with like four seats on the side, and it had the big six middle row.
Mm,
it might have been like a small Airbus, but anyway, it was a big plane. And so I was always trying to get a window seat. I always chose a window seat
because
I had a system, and I always traveled very light. So when you left Iraq, it was your turn to go and leave. You went to Kuwait in your uniform, but we always carried civilian clothes. So when we left Kuwait, put your civilian clothes on. But you only travel in uniform if you're a jerk. You want people, oh my God, I'm a soldier boy. Yeah, but never traveled in my uniform.
Yeah.
And so plus it was more comfortable, and I didn't like the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I always carry a little bag, small enough to put my unit. And a lot of times I would change before I left Kuwait, and I would stash my uniform with my body armor and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd put my civvies on and then leave Kuwait like that. And usually went to Germany. And then you left Germany to whatever part of the East Coast they were taking you to. Mm-hmm. Usually, I usually flew into Charlotte or something. I don't know. Anyway, but I was on this plane, right? And I always chose a window seat because I had my system, and I always kept a hoodie in my bag. And so I take my hoodie out, and I have my shemag, and then I put my ball my hoodie up and put it, shove it in between the seat and the window. That was my pillow, and I cover my face up with my shemag.
Yeah.
And I was out. But this particular flight, we came off of a 16 to 20 hour rotation. To where for 16 to 20 hours a day, we're on our feet kicking indoors.
Jeez.
And we'd do like a 30-day rotation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have like 4 days off. And one of those 4 days was QRF, quick reaction force. So then you had to be pretty much in your body armor waiting.
Gosh.
In case somebody got troubled and you had to go help. So you got maybe 3 days off. And two of those 3 days, it would mess with you somehow. You had to be on a detail, radio guard, something stupid. So you never got any rest. And then you went back into that rotation. And in the first few days, you didn't sleep.
Because
you might have 2 or 3 hours where you're laying on your cot or wherever you were living.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what I came out of. I got on this airplane. And when we got on the big flight, big long flight, I was set up, fell asleep. And then every 30 minutes, that stewardess would shake me awake. I'm like, dude, my eyes were bloodshot. I was so tired. And she kept, here's your drink. I was like, I don't want a drink. I don't want food. And she's like, wait, came on a flight. Give it to somebody else. Find some fat guy who wants seconds and give him my stuff. I don't care. And so finally I had to get mean with her and let her know. And there was a woman and a little kid sitting next to me. And she was playing interference.
Yeah.
With her, leave this man alone, And finally I slept for like 6 hours straight of sleep.
Jeez.
Yeah, on that plane, that was the best sleep ever. Yeah. Ooh, good times. Back when
Sounds
I was a
like
young
it.
Man. My body hurts. And now we're about to go get thrown around in jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes.
I really can't. I think it's going to be fun.
Yes.
When are you going to do it? Never.
No.
I see somebody hip throwing you one time and you're like, oh, your whole body's going to be a bruise.
That's
why I'm taking jiu-jitsu.
You want the bruises?
No, so I can defend you and my family.
I'm like,
me and Everett.
You want the bruises?
No.
No. You're going to deliver the bruises.
I don't bruise easily.
I know.
You thankfully, because I get, I mean, Zeus stepped on me today and it don't even hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't even feel anything, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
You got stepped on and your whole foot turned black like Mr. Deeds.
My whole foot. Just the toes.
Yeah. How long have you been on here now?
Almost 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good rambler.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit longer.
Bigfoot-ish.
Make it a little topic. Bit longer. So Doug has something to listen to.
Yeah.
We're dedicating this one to you, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoyed it. Doug's a big Bigfoot guy.
Yeah.
I should have got his thoughts on it before we started the podcast.
Yeah, you should have. I thought you had all the things ready for this one.
Well, from me. Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I should have asked Doug, like, what's your thoughts on it? Mm-hmm. Could have brought that to the table too.
Mm-hmm.
If you like talking.
Yeah.
He would have been a good guest.
Talks to us.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put him on a spot and like, hey, yeah, come talk to this microphone. You're not actually talking to anybody, but yeah. Some people might listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yep.
But yeah, I need to ask him, like, where does he actually stand on that? Do you believe or?
Yeah.
Or do you not? Or do you think it's just a fun idea? Or do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
See if he's got any experience. Well, we have talked about it, and if he had any actual experiences, I'm sure he would have told us.
Yeah.
And he hasn't.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's go home. I'm hungry again already. It's cold weather, man. Yeah. Makes me hungry.
Yeah, sure does.
I mean, I've only eaten once a day. It was delicious, though.
Yeah.
Vanessa cooked lunch today with a migraine.
I don't know how she does it.
I don't either. It's impressive what she can do with a migraine, but she cooked lunch today. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
And I hope your migraine goes away, Vanessa. I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap it up and post it. Yeah. I ain't scared. You are. You see the fear in your eyes, tremble in your voice.
What tremble? What are you talking about?
Sounded good. Sounded like something you would hear in the West. Fear in your eyes, the tremble in your voice.
Boy.
Like a Western narrator.
Yeah.
If I narrated a Western, I would say that at some point. The fear in his eyes, the tremble in his voice. You hear Laura Ingalls saying that, Little House on the Prairie, with her girly voice.
Yeah, I can't hear it with her because I hear it from you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Wrap it up.
So, Bigfoot, do you believe or do you not believe? I sort of believe, but mostly don't.
I want to believe.
I want to. I would if the evidence was there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just be like, no, that's crazy. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw Bigfoot, I'd be like, cool, he exists. Now let's leave him alone.
Yeah.
Unless he's a demonic force, then we should cast him out.
Yep.
But I think at this point, if he was a demonic force, that would be pretty evident too. So still a soft no. And from you.
Yep.
Soft no.
Soft no.
There it is. There's our verdict.
Yep.
Cool if he did, but probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, think about it. Let us know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
You want to do the...
No, because you have your own little saying.
I know, so I'm saying. You said it last time. You don't want to? You don't want to close it out? I open and you close. You don't want to? So, how about we do the mixed thing like Billy and Michelle do?
Okay.
So I say, keep your powder dry.
And your Bible's close.
There it is. Later.
Bye.